Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, back to Earth. Time for the watch list, our definitive guide to the new TV shows and movies for the week ahead. And we're joined today by freelance culture journalist Zara Hederman and movies editor for the RTE Guide, Michael Doherty. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Cheers, Ben.
Michael, the big TV event of the week is The Traitors Ireland. Starts tonight on RT1 at 9:30 p.m. It'll also be on then Monday and Tuesday. So set it up for us.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest TV event of the year, I'd say. A lot of people have been really waiting for this because it is probably the biggest show of the year, The Traitors. It's a hit in England with Cody Winkleman. It's a hit in the States with Alan Cumming. And now Siobhan McSweeney is hosting The Traitors Ireland. So 24 people arrive at Slane Castle, and some of them are chosen as traitors, and through a series of games they try to raise money. The people are voted out, people are killed, inverted commas, all very transcendent, as Tony Bates would say. And at the end of it, somebody's going to walk away from Slane with up to 50,000 quid.
Okay, Zara, are you excited?
Brendan, when it was announced last year, I've been frothing at the mouth for this. I'm counting down to get onto my couch. It's one of my favourite shows of all time. And I think the Irish adaptation is going to be so good because, like, Irish people just have such a funny way of, like, making people paranoid and lying to people as well. So I'm living for it. I can't wait.
Okay, yeah. Head effery as the, one of the other Irish national sports. Okay, that's The Traitors tonight. So then, Michael, also starting tonight is The Inheritance with Elizabeth Hurley. This is on Channel 4 at 9. This is like a bizarro world cover version of The Traitors.
Well, it's just The Traitors by any other name, but it's typical of what TV does. Like when Big Brother hits, you get a load of Big Brother clones. When Love Island hits, you get a load of Love Island clones, and this is the same. So instead of, though, these are like 13 people arrive at a castle to receive an inheritance from a person who has died, and in this case it's Liz Hurley. She's playing, she's called the deceased, but she's obviously alive, but it's her inheritance. And through a series of games and voting off and backstabbing, exactly like The Traitors, one person will be left standing at the end of this whole procedure, and they'll walk away with an amount of money. Rob Reiner is the host, and it is just basically for those who are missing The Traitors on different channels. This is a chance to see a very similar type of game.
Yeah, but they'll be watching The Traitors on RT.
We'll be watching Siobhan McSweeney, don't worry.
Let's remember where we are. Have a bit of decorum, people, for God's sake. And for anyone who was only half listening there, Liz Hurley is still alive, okay? Just in case
alive
any
well.
Confusion there.
Absolutely.
Zara, there's a documentary about the avant-garde new wave band Devo on Netflix. Did you enjoy it?
I
always
loved
more
this.
Admired than loved Devo, I would say.
Well, yeah. I only knew of Whip It and the Energy Domes before this. And I had an experience like when I watched the Sparks documentary where I didn't know much about them and I came away in love with them. Like, Devo are now one of my favourite bands.
Okay.
I'm so, like, I loved the story of how they started back in 1970, inspired by the Kent State University shootings. And just also, like, their inspiration for their band. Like, Devo comes from de-evolution and they were, like, critiquing the government and media and how they were dumbing, like, the nation down. And they have some of the members in this documentary kind of almost sadly being like, what we were afraid of 40 years ago has very much come true. So it's made by Chris Smith, who's done so many Netflix documentaries. He made the Wham documentary, which is brilliant as well, and the Fire Festival documentary, which is brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
And the way
okay.
it's told is really captivating. Like, they use so much great archival footage of, like, live performances, interviews.
But you don't need to love Devo or know Devo.
I knew nothing about them, and it was brilliant. A great watch.
And that's called Devo, and it's on Netflix. Now, Michael, The Paper, starring Donald Gleeson, starts on Sky on Friday, Sky Max, I think. But all the episodes are going to be dumped onto the Sky platform.
Absolutely.
Together, I think.
Yes.
So this could be exciting. This is a kind of a spin-off of The American Office.
Yeah, so it's a spin-off of a spin-off. But so it's the guys who wrote well, obviously Ricky Gervais will tell you, he wrote The Office. And then the guys they adapted to the American market. And
which had its own life as
absolutely.
A terrific show.
I mean, it started off, it was like word for word. But it went on to have like 9 or 10 series and seasons, so it did really well in its own right. So this is the same guys, and they've gone back again to the well, but instead of it being a paper office, it is now a newspaper, and it's a newspaper in Toledo. And Donald Gleeson, it's great to see him getting such a big role. He's playing the editor, the new editor, and he comes in, and obviously they're all hopeless. Nobody's actually ever written a proper piece of journalism. There's a few have tweeted, a few have done bits and pieces. So he has to come and sort of save the paper, and the money men are floating around saying, well, will we get rid of it or not? And he's doing a lot of stuff stuff, and, you know, a lot of sort of looking to camera, and, you know, it's also that sort of comedy of embarrassment. So it looks very strong. And if you remember Oscar from The American Office, he turns up in this as well as, you know, an employee of this newspaper. And it's like, it's funny because it's very meta. He sees the cameras again rolling and he looks again as if to say, oh no, not again. You know, so it looks very strong. Six episodes in season one. So, and it's great to see Donald Gleeson fronting such a major US series.
Yeah, and from the trailers, he looks perfect.
Oh, he's perfect.
Yeah. Okay, that's The Paper, and that's on Sky from Friday. Zara, the great actor and comedian Peter Sellers, so it would have been his 100th birthday on September 8th. They're celebrating him across the BBC next week.
Yeah, they are. From Monday, they're showing the life and death of Peter Sellers. And then on Tuesday, which is actually going to be great, they're showing a three-part docuseries, The Peter Sellers Story, which will go through like his childhood into his career and all of his action roles into his death. And then afterwards, they're showing the Parkinson Peter Sellers interview. So this, I'm really excited for this because I only kind of came late to some of his more serious roles on like Doctor Strangelove, and also Being There, which was his last performance.
Fantastic.
And he's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just to see his impact, like he's influenced so many different comedians that we love, from like Rowan Atkinson to Mike Myers to the Spinal Tap lads. So really a worthwhile watch on getting to know about him.
And Michael, he's distinctive in a way in that a lot of comedians from that era have kind of been quietly kind of cancelled or set aside. Mm. His stature has really only grown as time has gone on.
It has
on,
grown, and yet despite that fact, I mean, he was very troubled. Yeah. I mean, off screen, on screen, he had a tough life. You know, I mean, there was a lot of you know, marriages and divorces, and a lot of directors who worked with him said, "I'll never work with that guy again." But he's one of the actors. He was so good when he was on form that you said, "Oh, you accepted a lot of behaviour," but it wasn't cancelable behaviour. That's the thing with Sellers. It was just that, like, I think he was a bit down. I think he was, you know, he was troubled in his life, and he sometimes couldn't make it to set. But people, when you look at the finished product and look at, and especially I love the early Boating Brothers stuff, I'm All Right Jack and Two Way Stretch, tremendous. Obviously, who wouldn't love Dr. Strangelove? And I agree with Zara, Being There, that was like just his second.
Now that you've mentioned it, I'm going to watch it again because it kind of has resonance
relevant for today. Moving performance.
Okay, a bit of cinema then. By the way, it's half time at the Women's Rugby World Cup and Ireland is leading Spain by 24-12. So there's a bit of good news.
I was recording that, but thanks anyway.
Spoiler
alert. Okay. Zara, The Roses, starring Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch in cinemas now. So a remake of The War of the Roses, which is a great comedy.
It's a brilliant comedy. And like, that had such a great team in the original, with Danny DeVito directing that and Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. This is an equally great one with Jay Roach, who brought us the Austin Powers trilogy. Need we say more? We're in for a great time. And then we have Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch as The Roses. And what's really great about this is Tony McNamara has written it. So he wrote a lot with Yorgos Lanthimos. He did like Poor Things and The Favourite. And his style of kind of flowery language in their insults, like, is so good. It's so biting. And the two of them together are just brilliant. Like,
and
they
a good
are
laugh,
the best.
Yeah.
Great laugh. Like, what you need in the cinema.
Excellent. The Roses, and that's in cinemas now. The great line from The War of the Roses, remember Kathleen Turner says to Danny DeVito, "Have you ever made angry love?" And Danny DeVito says, "Is there any other kind?" Michael, Sanatorium in selected cinemas from Friday. This is a new Irish documentary that's getting great reviews.
Yeah, this is tremendous. Written and directed by Gara O'Rourke, and it's Ireland's entry for next year's Oscars. So it's set in this sanatorium in Odessa in Ukraine, and it's one of these real brutalist 70s Soviet type buildings, and even all the equipment, like, it's for loads of therapies and mud therapies, and but they have all these sort of Heath Robinson contraptions that jiggle you and move you around. And it's a story of a group of people who descend upon it, and they're trying to be healed in some way, sometimes psychologically, sometimes physically. And it looks as if, well, okay, normal life is carrying on, but then outside every night you hear shells and you hear alarms and you realise, okay, this is also going on, this is the reality of their lives outside,
right?
You know? So it's a fascinating
amazing.
But it's because it's so 70s and this whole building, you'd swear you're back in the past, and it's only when you're jolted back into the current day when you realise what's going on. But Gara O'Rourke got on very well with the inhabitants because they allow him to follow them around with a camera and discuss their ailments with doctors and we see their processes. And you get to learn these people and they all want different things from life and they're all troubled in different ways. But they're unified by the one problem they have in their life and that's the sound of the shelling outside. Very, very impressive.
Sanatorium, that's in selected cinemas from Friday. Zara, we might skip Caught Stealing because people will have seen a lot of reviews of it everywhere. But Sorry Baby in selected cinemas, no, you're saying this is not to be missed.
Yeah, it is. It's a very worthwhile film. It was produced by Barry Jenkins, who gave us Moonlight a couple of years ago. And it's the directorial debut of Eva Victor, who people might have seen in Billions, that show. So they have written, directed it, and they're the leading actor in it. And it's basically following the story of Agnes, who's recently graduated from a liberal arts college, and they're trying to get a job as an English professor there. But during their time there, and a trigger warning there, this is a film about sexual assault and it's all about their process of, you know, going through that experience, processing it, and then where it brings them into their future and how they approach it. The acting is tremendous by Eva Victor in it. Naomi Aki is in it. She was in Mikey 17. And the writing is, it's kind of hit and miss. The writing is sometimes its weakest points, but for how the film looks and how it tries to deal with the subject matter and the, you know, debut from Eva Victor, it is a very worthwhile watch for sure, and we'll be excited to see what they do next.
Okay, Zara Hederman and Michael Doherty, thank you very much. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show is produced by Alan Torney. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Jen Gannon, and indeed Jen is finishing up with us today and she's been a terrific colleague, and a lot of the great conversations you will have heard on this show over the last few years, Jen would have been behind them. Senan Cullinan is the broadcast coordinator and Jamie Doyle was on sound. Stay tuned for This Week with Justin McCarthy. I'm going to leave you today. Okay, I'm not a huge Richard Ashcroft fan by any stretch of the imagination, but he has a new single and I think he's going back to what he does best, which is kind of droning over old music, and this is actually this is a great gimmick. This is called Loving You.